has frozen over because we have a brand new episode of The Kick Out. Last time we done an episode was probably around Money in the Bank weekend, but we are back. We had loads of tweets, loads of people tweeting at me asking me to bring back The Kick Out. What's going on with The Kick Out, especially with certain people's return? So I am here to bring back a new episode of The Kick Out, and I brought two great guests with me. To my left, a guy who's part of the original members of The Kick Out. A lot of people don't know this, but people, the original OGs will know. Grime MC, wrestling enthusiast, Rival. Welcome
back.
Thank
you very much. We're here, man. We're here.
And to my right, he starts his own wrestling podcast of his own called The Mega Powers with Scandus.
Mega Powers.
Yeah. He's a DJ, and he's also a massive wrestling enthusiast. His name is DJ Magic J. Thank you for joining us, my bro. Come on, my guy. We're here. I guess we're going to have to talk about what everybody's talking about.
Yep.
The return of CM Punk. Rival, I'll come to you first. Did you see that coming?
No. Not at all. Just the controversy and them having a nice little run with the merge.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to happen still.
Do you think the merge was a big factor of him wanting to come back?
I think he would have wanted to come back regardless.
Yeah, anyway, regardless.
Yeah. I think he wanted to come back regardless.
Magic, what about you?
I knew. I had a feeling.
Okay.
You know, even though he had the controversy, you know, with the fellow AEW wrestler whose daddy is no longer with us, who's a legendary actor.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought both of them would have bounced. But I just had that feeling that he would come back because he did apologise to the WWE board and, you know, Vince.
Prior. A few months before.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously,
on a big woman tip, yeah, he done his thing, innit? Like, mm-hmm. he's a big man for that. You know, he came back, but I didn't expect him to come at Survivor Series. I wanted him to come, you know, if he was going to come at WrestleMania 40, that's what he should have got, because that's a bigger platform than Survivor Series. But Survivor Series was brilliant because I did watch it, you know, with Wrestle Talk guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I went down to the event with Scandus and everybody was going crazy. Everybody was going, even they got even pitched on WWE for, you know, going crazy on video. So it was definitely a good one, you know what I mean? But I want to see what's going to happen with him and Steph Bloodcleat freaking Rollins.
Well, hold on just 1 second. Survivor Series isn't big.
It's
one of the big four.
It is big. Absolutely. It's big, yes, but it's big,
it was
yes.
In Chicago.
No, but brother, same way how they can hold back Jade Cargill and tell her to sit down and relax and go back to the gym, yeah? Right, Gavin.
No, but that's two different.
I know. Gavin, she's buff as hell anyway, yeah? That's just me drooling. I think that that was WrestleMania, man. Like,
go ahead, Rives.
It's WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
We've got Cody versus Roman.
Let's just say.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Seth versus. Who would Seth face at Mania?
If it wasn't Punk.
Yeah.
Judgment Day guy, innit?
Orton, maybe.
Orton.
What does CM Punk come and do?
Distract it and beat them up or something. No, but I get you. So it does make sense him coming when he came.
I agree with Rival.
I do understand what you're saying because him coming there would not make no sense. So him coming at Survivor Series,
Chicago,
making ruckus. You know, obviously after a great match, what happened, and in even seeing you know Orton come back as well. It did make sense, so I do get what you're saying, it does make sense.
It totally makes sense because at the end of the day, the surprise element was still there.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't think he would come. Like, I remember I had a conversation with the Kick Out guys in my group chat, and there was like rumbling talks on the internet about how they restored the theme song for Cult of Personality.
Yeah.
How it's remastered, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I chucked it into the group chat and I was like, Punk's coming back. And then I went, he's not really, but can you imagine? Because I didn't honestly believe he would. Then I had a little birthday party that night and forgive me, by the way, because I forgot your name, but your boy and Scan's boy, he likes wrestling. He came to the event with you guys at WrestleTalk. What's his name?
What's again? Sir?
sir.
Yeah.
Sir came up to me and goes, oh, do you think Pac's coming back? And I went, I don't. But one thing that made me think that he might come back was the fact that AEW randomly decided to put Collision, they made Collision 3 hours.
Mm. And I, on the same
when
night.
When I saw that on the same night,
yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, Punk might be coming back. And yeah. I said that to Sir.
Yeah.
But I still didn't really believe it, right? But I think it was the right decision. Ryan was absolutely right. Survivor Series is one of the big four. WWE crushed all social media
ratings.
It garnered 71 million views across sports entertainment company platforms. I mean, it was...
They got their money's worth.
He's a draw.
Hell...
He's a draw.
Listen, let's be honest. I feel like we do this thing where... Don't get me wrong. Like him or love him, everyone has their reasons, and I don't want to argue people's reasons because Punk hasn't always acted in the best ways. I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. But there's some part of me that understands Punk as well. I do understand some of his grievances and his why he was upset. I do see, especially.
And plus, remember, he, as we said, he did apologize to the right. board a few months prior.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
So a lot of people don't know that as well.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm happy to see him back. I think it's the right decision. I think, let's be honest, since he's been gone, name me a better talker than CM Punk.
No one.
Say that again.
Name me a better talker than CM Punk since when he left 10 years ago.
Oh, to now?
Yeah.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
He's not a better talker. Come on, bro.
Talker?
He's not a better talker than CM Punk.
This
he's not a better talker than
new Roman Reigns.
Are you, bro, Roman I love Reigns. New Roman Reigns, and he's amazing.
New Roman Reigns has been on fire.
He can't out talk Punk.
Probably.
What, when he got to talking, what? Not even awesome.
Who?
Awesome.
No, no way. No. Punk has been.
LA Knight.
I would
Punk,
say
they've missed Punk big time.
No,
and you see,
there's been a gap.
100%.
I would say that within the last few years of wrestling, Roman's definitely filled in. And I'm
going to come back to you.
And I would also say talking during the matches.
No, I love it. Don't give me
talk
Roman Reigns has stepped up big time. He's not
big time.
But he's not better talker than CM Punk. He's not.
I don't think there's many better talkers than CM Punk.
Exactly. And that's what's been missing. That's what this
but
is
I would
what
also say
missing.
That...
Especially WWE.
I would also say that it's almost unfair to compare some of the wrestlers of today with Punk because he is of legendary status.
Yeah.
If you look at the class that he came from,
yeah,
that's not a.
But if you're talking about talking on the mic and coming to the ring talking about the mic, right? I think right now only person who can match him is LA Knight.
I disagree.
I think the only person that can match him is MJF.
Yeah.
If that's the whole of wrestling, yeah. MJF, yes.
In WWE, I think Roman can and Seth did a good job on Raw.
You got Seth.
We'll get into that.
You got Randy.
There is people that can do a good job with him.
Kevin Owens
give Punk a run for his money. But Seth, Punk and Roman Reigns will have a great program when that does happen eventually, and they will have a great rivalry. But Punk will outtalk him, absolutely.
Outtalk Reigns. Reigns.
But yes, it's good to see him back, and I'm amazed. And what a start he's had already. He's come back. Cut a like, I'm home promo on the Raw after Survivor Series. A lot of people didn't really like that, but I think that was done to kind of like rub a little bit of salt on some people.
Mm. AEW.
Yeah. And then the week after that, he called out Reigns, called out Kevin Owens, called out LA Knight, called out Seth Rollins, called out a lot of people on the roster that he's back and he's coming for all these people. And then last night on Raw, let's just talk about Raw before we get into the 2023 review, special episode that we did today. We talk about Raw. Let's talk about Raw last night. Punk and Seth had a one-to-one match. So Punk has returned. He signed the contract with Raw. So he's going to be on Raw now.
Yeah. Not that it makes a difference, but yeah.
It doesn't make a difference because we'll see what's happening.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're going to see him everywhere.
100%. Yeah. And then Seth Rollins came out, got a blitzing promo about how he was been trying to burn down WWE for 10 years, and to see him come back, it makes him sick.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to go with Rival first, and I'll come to you.
No, that's cool.
Let me know, what did you think of that promo?
It was a good promo. Not enough in the tank, though.
I mean, it's a slow build, isn't it? It's a slow build. I can't say everything.
It is a slow build.
Yeah.
But from the little bit that CM Punk said towards the end, I could see the crowd
on Punk
change. Line. Yeah. And sometimes that could be detrimental when you're doing them big promos like that.
Absolutely.
But also, I think it's a fantastic entry. And I don't want to say this because I feel like WWE have got a nice balance of face and heels, but I feel like if they go into this promo there is no way that they can have another. I don't think it will be face versus face. I think we might see Seth turn potentially because it's a lot of CM Punk love.
Interesting.
And we might get a 2.0 of when he was on his what was it, Disciples?
Yeah.
Might have Dom again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That would be interesting, but a face versus face, I don't think it's gonna happen with their promo. I think it's gonna be very heated.
What did you think? Do you agree with Rival that Seth has to turn heel in order for
this? I hear what he's saying, and I can see past what he's saying. But at the same time, yeah, like, you know, Steph Ricky Rollins is on a roller coaster right now, and he's going straight up. You know what I mean? And to me, I don't feel say they're gonna make him lose that title right now. But if they do, because, you know, because of what he had before and, you know, his back injuries and stuff, and he still pulled out and he still won. So in the end of the day, it's going to be a battle if they fight for that title, even if it's at Mania or wherever. But let's see what happens, because I'm a bit decisive, but let's see what happens.
Okay, question for you guys. If Punk wins Royal Rumble and he goes to main event WrestleMania against Seth. Who should main event night one and who should main event night two? So should it be Punk and Seth on night one and Reigns and Cody night two? Or should it be Punk and Seth on night
and Reigns and Cody night one? It's as simple as this.
They're gonna make them go to number one because it's
It's a nickel band belt.
It's
a good belt.
Yeah.
But it's not the creme de la creme currently.
Which Reigns has.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
Seth Rollins is fantastic in ring, so the matches are always gonna be fantastic. But he's single handedly trying to hold up a title that no one's really interested in. You know what I'm saying? So I would say night one, 100%. Night two has to be the story finish.
But remember who's got the money in the bag?
Damian Priest.
There you go. So you never know what the hell could happen, because I know he wants that belt. And then at the same time, you've got the Scottish Warrior who wants that title now as well. So you never know what the rass could happen.
I do think that would be a fantastic finish if we get Punk versus Seth and then Damian.
What, day two or day one?
That would be fantastic.
That would be brilliant.
That would be fantastic.
On what day though?
Day one.
Okay.
That would be fantastic.
Now, being controversial WWE as they always are.
Yeah.
Could you see a possibility that Damian cashes in on Reigns?
No.
Or could you see a possibility that Cody finally beats Reigns, but Damian cashes in on Cody?
Ooh.
That could happen.
Ooh.
We'll park that there. It's something to think about.
That's a good...
Ooh,
let's talk about Raw, the rest of Raw. Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre, they're having a bit of a war of words at the moment. They had a little improv match after their little promo.
They've always got beef, innit?
How did that end? Did Drew beat Jey? Remind me.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
With the rake in the eyes?
Yeah. And Jay's got his yeet.
He's back.
Is it going to be McIntyre and Uso at Royal Rumble? Is that what you're seeing? A one-on-one match? And does Jay win?
When is Rumble?
The end of January.
Does the feud last that long?
That's a good point.
Because I don't want the feud to go on tonight.
It's true.
It's because it's going to be kind of jarring.
Because they've had I get the Raw, maybe like leads into a pay-per-view match, no disqualification or something like that. But I feel like Drew needs to be doing something more important at Mania. At Rumble, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, he's on a war path right now, and he doesn't care who he you know, battles through or beats up. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, we saw it happen last week. You know what I mean? So who knows what can happen? So for him to be up Uso yesterday, you know what I mean, on Monday Night Raw, who cares? Like, he's like, I whooped your ass, I'm moving on. Because he wants a title. You know, especially how my man spoke to him and said, blood, are you doing it for your family? And this is what I've done. I'm boying him off. So think about it. He got boiled off. So he's like, wait a minute. Are you taking me for DK?
I think we get Zayn McIntyre at Rumble. Off Zayn the back of his injury.
He's coming back.
That's a good setup.
That would be a good setup.
I'm assuming, I know it's a long time from Royal Rumble at the moment, but we are all assuming that there's going to be a face-off between Jimmy and Jay at the Royal Rumble, in the memorable match.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling that they're gonna squash their beef sooner or later.
You think so? They're going to have a Mania match.
Nah.
That Mania match is on the card. Yeah, they face each other against Mania.
100%.
That's one of their dreams. That's been one of their childhood dreams.
That's a match.
So who do you think will win, though? Jimmy or Jay?
Jimmy. Jay doesn't need it. Jimmy needs it.
I think Jimmy throws Jay out of the Rumble and Jay wins the match at Mania.
It could be that too. I think the opposite. I think Jay eliminates Jimmy. Crowd pops. When it comes to them two face each other at Mania, I think Jimmy needs the win over Jay. Jay's already a star. Jimmy is a star in his own right, but he's not seen as a main event star.
But do you think Solo might come in and
there you go, and Solo will probably help Jimmy win. It's early.
Yeah, it's early.
Let's talk about Raw again. Yeah. Maxine Dupri versus
Rhea Ripley.
Come on, man. That match shouldn't have happened because I was watching. I was like, what? You two gonna fight? Okay, Mommy wins. Okay, I don't even need to watch it. I turned it off. I started playing Football Manager after.
But they're building up the other lady, innit? What's her name? The one that used to be in NXT.
Yeah, part of the Creed Brothers.
So like she's
because there was a face off at the end, she stepped in the ring and then Mommy picked up the belt.
Right.
Rhea Ripley picked up the belt. I looked at her and started yapping her mouth off and walked out.
Ivy Nile. That's her.
There we go.
I mean. She's still quite relatively new.
Yep.
Still fantastic. Quite
good in the ring though.
Yeah, she's decent still. Yeah.
If anyone's watched her on NXT.
She can move.
She's pretty. Mm.
But obviously she'll succumb to Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
That's not gonna work.
No.
It'd be a heavy hitting match. I'd say
Ripley's gonna whoop her ass, man. Rhea Ripley can whoop her ass with her eyes closed.
Definitely should. But it would be. I think it'd be a good match.
Let's talk about a match that you were happy to see on Raw. This week, Bronson Reed and
Ivar. Bro, how much times are we going to see that one dead match, man? Bro, it's like putting Earthquake or Typhoon back in the ring and making them scrap. Blood, okay, they're good wrestlers, yes. Yeah, okay, Ivar is upset that my man whooped his tag team partner's ass and broke his leg or broke his arm or dashed him, making him sit down and read a book right now.
Mm.
But brother, the match is getting boring, bro.
Do you agree with this, Rose?
I think they're both actually pretty good wrestlers. Raw's a 3-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be some filler at some point, and I don't know.
The you gotta utilize to go and get a snack, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what I've done. That's why I turned off for a set. I put on Football Manager and I played it for 2 minutes.
But I'm still interested. I'm still interested.
But what is there to be interested in them two fighting, bro? They'll be fighting for about a month.
Outside of this,
they'll be fighting for like 2 months.
But this might be the first time in the whole time I've watched the Viking Raiders that I've actually
saw one of them wrestle.
Could do some solo work.
And he's
pretty good with it.
It's literally the first time I've seen him
and I'm always interested to see when they get NXT guys over to the main roster
but don't you think Ivan, he's a good wrestler, this is the first time we've seen him wrestle as a solo competitor, but don't you think he needs to wrestle someone else except for the same person, because they know each other's moves, they know each other what they're gonna do, fight someone else.
But if it's a rivalry and they ain't got the
they're gonna build up the story, man.
They're gonna finish the story. There's no story to finish. Let my man come back from injury. I don't know what he brought. What he broke, his little pinky toe. When he come back from breaking his pinky toe, and then when he comes back, then going to battle, do a Hell in a Cell or do some caveman Viking Raiders match.
They haven't really explained why he's not been there, but at the same time, I mean, it's interesting to see what they do when tag team partners are, when you're in these awkward situations.
I agree.
It's getting boring to me. It may not be getting bored to you, but I guarantee there's a handful of other people who's gonna be watching this pod, and they're gonna be saying the same Ross Clark. Getting boring. Like, I'm getting bored of watching them too. It's like, come on, bruv. They're doing the same moves what they do week after week. How long have they been fighting for? 2 months?
Mm.
Oh, come on, man.
Has it been? I don't think it's been that long.
Blood. It seems like 2 months. No, every week I'm seeing them fight.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, the story's been building up because of the IC title, so at least there's a backstory as to why they're fighting every week. Yeah. If they didn't have none of this and they were just putting on the match week in, week out.
Brother, they're fighting for free right now. they're fighting because they got no one else to fight. Yeah, or probably everybody else is a shook. Or Triple H, listen to me. Get a couple other competitors to fight these two guys, man. Done. Get me? Even get Rhea Ripley to fight one of them guys to beat me.
Mm.
It's getting boring, man. Come on.
Who would you put? Who would you give Bronson Reed if it wasn't either?
Well, there's many other wrestlers.
Name one.
Honestly, I don't even know because it's kind of hard. I'll be real. That's not hard.
And let's talk about R-Truth. R-Truth has returned.
Yes.
You were happy to see him. I was happy to see him.
Yep, the comedian of WWE.
He's back on form again, doing great work.
Yeah.
He cut a promo with the Judgment Day. He thinks he's a member of the Judgment Day.
As usual.
And he suggests to Damian Priest that they should kick out JD McDonagh. He's going crazy. Then Damian Priest says, everybody loves R-Truth. They love Hardy, you're a funny guy.
Whooped his
Everyone
ass.
Loves you, apart from me. And he clotheslines him and he jumped him.
Uh-huh.
And then the Creed brothers make the save. Where is this going? I mean, you assume it'll probably be like a three-way tag team coming up on Raw soon, or maybe even on Royal Rumble.
Let's just call a spade a spade. The Creed brothers are getting them tag titles.
Yeah.
It's 100% happening. Absolutely. Yeah. They are getting them tag titles.
Yeah. But at when? At Mania? Or at Rumble? Probably Mania, isn't it?
Could be Rumble.
Okay.
Could be Rumble. Because I feel like there's too much stuff going on with the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
They might lose it before the Rumble in a build up to what they've been going on with because there's still a couple stories that need filling in there.
Honestly, I love the Judgment Day. I'm a sucker for bad guys. I love baddies, but there's breakage in that camp right now, and I just got that feeling that that Rhea and Dom, they're gonna go separate ways.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You know, and the tag team titles are gonna go. You know, Rollins, you know, I love Rollins from, you know, when he was R-Truth back in the days and stuff like that. That guy's even watching this documentary about how he come up. I salute that guy. You know, he's a very comedic guy, you know, but they need to do something different with him now. You get what I'm saying? And to me, like, I feel...
Is it Rollins or Bella?
What's his name?
Finn Balor.
R-Truth. Sorry, my bad. They need to do something different with his character now. Like, even make him someone's manager.
Oh, you were doing the Truth kill Rollins. Was it his TNA name?
Yeah,
whatever. What's his TNA name again?
R-Truth Rollins. Yeah. So, like, I just think that they could have made him some sort of manager, like, coming on and because he's got the gift of the gab, innit? You know what I mean? You know something like what that brother's doing with those NXT wrestlers, who does all the high flying business, off the mud.
You're talking about Reggie.
Yeah, like what he's doing.
Are you saying R-Truth?
No, but I'm saying like the mic. No, obviously talking in the mic, innit? Be the mic man, innit?
You think R-Truth should be a manager?
He could. What's he doing? Why has he come back to do?
Because he knows his role.
No, but why has he come back for? Who's he come back for?
For that
name
exact
a time,
reason.
There wasn't someone comedic in WWE.
There was being someone comedic in WWE.
Right, so that's his role. Why should he become a manager?
But brother, he's
that is crazy.
He's a comedic. No, but he's comedic, yeah. But
you have MVP as a manager.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
True.
Paul Heyman as a manager.
Create a new faction, blood. You never
and
know.
And you want R-Truth.
He'd be a funny fan. Run. He'll be the funniest. No.
He's my guy.
He'll be the funniest manager ever, bro.
Nah, bro.
He'll be the funniest manager ever.
But that goes back to the point that you're entirely against.
But the wrestlers he's managing, how serious do you take the faction?
Exactly. And also, thank you. You were just against him being comedy. You wanted to get
you're
going to
put the Blue Meanie in there? Al Snow in there as well?
Yeah. Caden Carter and Katina Chance.
Yeah.
Defeat Candice LeRae and India Hartwell.
Mm-hmm.
So they have come to the main roster from NXT.
Yep, yep.
They were a good tag team in NXT, to be fair. Yeah. And now they're doing things in the main roster, which is great to see. You would expect them to go against Chelsea Green and what's the other lady from...
they need to get them belts off of them and give it... And maybe make this might break the curse.
Exactly.
Let's just get actual tag teams.
What Sasha Banks-Trinity was talking about in the first place.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Those girls, yeah, I like them. You know, they're even off wrestling. They seem like they're great friends anyway. I want them to get the belts, the tag team.
Yeah.
But I just got that feeling here. After they get the tag team, they're going to have it for a while. A something's going to happen and they're going to break up.
You think so?
I just got that feeling.
This year or later on? Later on.
Like probably this time next year or something like that. Yeah, they're gonna break off.
I would say let's see what they do with the titles and then because right now I wouldn't say either or is good for a solo run right
because
now.
I think the women's tag team is kind of dry and I think those two ladies they've got a good chance because they're good on the mic, they're entertaining, you know. In and off, you know, WWE universe, you know what I mean? You know, because I see them on their social media platforms and they're very entertaining, you know what I mean? So I can see them having the belt for a long time, but I just got that feeling. Something does itch me when I watch Raw, right. Yeah? That something's going to happen later on, like probably this time next year or right. Something.
Becky Lynch and Nia Jax had a confrontation. Little promo. Becky Lynch came with one of the best lines I've ever heard anyone say to any other wrestler in career.
Say the line.
She said, Jax got a double ACL surgery because she was so unlikable that even her own knees would not stand up for her. this is interesting. So I guess these two will have a match.
They're going to have a big ball.
Yeah. On Rumble. What do you think of Nia Jax? Yeah,
I think they're still trying with the character.
I
don't think they've stopped trying with the character.
No, and they never will stop trying because who she's related to.
Yeah,
there's that.
Yeah, the Anawari family.
And there's no disrespect to Nia Jax. I'm not trying to say that she's not talented.
Yeah. I think she has talent.
Is it because of her build?
Nothing to do with her build. She can move.
I honestly think sometimes the way they set her up, it makes it. I think. When you've got such a dominant character like that, maybe less talking is probably the best.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Just show up, mash up people, leave.
But when you think about her new wrestling style, because when she came back and I saw her new wrestling style, I was like, wow, she took that from her big cousin who passed away.
Ryoko.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? But I like it. But you know how she is, she's ruthless, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what do you think about her new style? Gavin, she should be calming down on the talking and more wrestling.
No. I think that suits her. It's good for her. She still looks dominant. But I'm not really a fan of her.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I love doing NXT. I thought in NXT she was good. And then when she went to the main roster, I think it's the botches as well. She makes loads of botches.
I think it's just all around delivery and performance.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like, from time you get to, like, the top of the ramp and you get to the ring just from saying the wrong line or maybe like a few lines in the wrong way or just something just doesn't resonate the way it should compared to like a Rhea Ripley. It's just the aura alone is
do you think maybe she needs someone to help guide her?
I think this is what the Becky Lynch feud is meant to do if I'm being honest. I think right now Becky Lynch is on a dominant run where she's done pretty much everything across the board.
Regardless, she lost the NXT title.
Usually, this is what happens when you get someone that's kind of been on a higher up. They might come down the card to see what's going on and like a little to see what everyone else can do. So I think maybe we're seeing the trials of Nia Jax.
But what's next for Becky Lynch after Nia Jax? Because she's done everything.
That's a good question.
I'll be honest, anything. When you've got someone that's over like that, there's always room to do.
Yeah.
There's many superstars that she could have.
I think she's got to put Jay Cargill over.
I feel like that.
So soon?
I wouldn't say that though. I think that that role was kind of for Charlotte because of the face off they already had.
Ah, yes.
Charlotte, how long is Charlotte out for? She got injured, didn't
it? Oh yeah. So then yeah, Becky can. Becky, yeah, for real.
I know we're going through back. We're going through random questions, but do you guys agree with me that Punk should win Royal Rumble and Jay should win Royal Rumble?
No.
But they might give it to Punk anyway because you know because they would do a kiss ass like that.
I got Cody.
I think Cody will still get to the main event.
Yeah.
But I think
I'll be honest with you, Cody needs to win the Rumble because if they're actually serious about this draft stuff, he's a Raw superstar and Reigns is a SmackDown superstar.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You know?
DIY and Miz versus the Imperium. Always great matches with.
That was a good match.
Mm-hmm. And big up Miz as well. What do you think of the match? The Miz picked up the 1-2-3, didn't he?
I'm enjoying the revise of the Miz.
Yeah.
But I think he's always been a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But I think it's very hard to always pay attention to good wrestlers when they're just losing all the time.
Yeah.
They're giving out these good promos, but they're just losing all the time. And with the Miz, he's been in WWE for so long
yeah.
and lost so many times.
Was it almost 10 years? Almost 10 years, isn't it?
Sometimes it's very forgettable to not remember that he had a great IC run and had a good couple matches out of that. So like, there's been times where Miz has been very good on the card, but where he's lost for. I couldn't tell you the last time he was winning like this.
Yeah.
It's refreshing to see and. I'm interested to see where they're gonna go with him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like what you're saying, and Miz, you know, I've always liked his character from coming up the ranks. You know what I mean? His attitude, his style. I just want to see what's next for him because he needs a title around his waist
right.
because he's that type of person. You know, when he gets that title, he would not shut the fuck up.
Mm. Mm.
You get what I'm saying? But he's good for that because he's got the chat and he can wrestle.
Mm, 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 mm.
You get what I'm saying? But with that match now, you know, the 3-on-3, it was a great match to watch. And we just need more matches like that. But we need to see what they're going to be doing next. You know, so hopefully next week they might change something or in following weeks coming up to the new year.
Next up, we had the meeting between Nakamura and Cody. This is the first time these two have met in WWE.
Yep.
Both former Royal Rumble winners,
mm-hmm.
but both went on to not win the title.
Mm-hmm.
It was back and forth. And Cody was getting dominated by Nakamura, but then Cody got the best of him, tried to do the crossroads, and then he hit him with the red mist.
Red mist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is probably going to continue to Royal Rumble, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Do you know what? I love my man, you know, like the Japanese, you know what I mean?
Nakamura,
I love what he's doing. I love how he is from day one,
sorry, I had to laugh there. Sorry, guys.
But do you know what it is, yeah? There's certain things that he should have done. You know what I mean? Like the miss thing at the end of the match. Because when I saw that, I had to rewind. I said, wait, you really done that? I said, no, that's effed. I thought he busted his nose open or something.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I had to rewind it and watch it. I was like, nah. But, you know, I don't know where his story going by feuding with different types of people, you know, like Seth Rollins, now Cody, and who's going to be the next person?
Well, do you think they are potentially signing a big major star from Japan? If you know,
to rival him.
Not to rival him, maybe to join forces with him.
Ooh.
Do you think Okada's coming?
No. Let's just kill her.
No. Straight
that's
up.
Not like one of them CM Punk, like, maybe not.
I don't think it's coming either. But I just wanted to be controversial for the podcast.
If Damage Control can do it.
Nah. Yeah, but then I just feel like, you know what it is with Nakamura? They're building him back up to be a very, very good villain. So maybe...
Without a title.
Does he need one?
No, he doesn't, you know. But it'll be good for him to have one, though.
You said before this, the Miz deserves a title. Does he?
He doesn't deserve a title. I'm going to be honest with you. Miz didn't deserve the title when he won.
This is what I will say about
WWE. What, the Intercontinental?
No, I'm talking about the world.
Yeah,
he deserved it when he won it.
Yeah, that was
terrible.
To me, when I look at the Miz, I look at him.
Different time.
Yeah, when I look at the Miz, I look at him as an IC champion.
Yeah, but he's had the IC champion so many times. I don't want to see him that champion anymore. I'm done with that. You're sick of tired of seeing the same old thing all the time. You're
complaining about Bronson Reed. Give him the US title, then.
Nah, bro. He's done that already, bro. Come on, man.
Well, what's next for them guys then? See, this is the hard thing with WWE now because
I would say every good guy doesn't need a title, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DiBiase didn't get one.
I was just about to say that.
If you've had a title already, why not just have a good feud?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like, if you look at Seth and Cody, they never fought for any title in their matches.
Mm. Just like the Undertaker and AJ Styles, and look how that ended. It's true.
Sometimes it's better to just have a great storyline for everyone else on the card, as well as the main events.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think what they're doing right now with, especially like filling out the hours on Raw, I haven't seen Raw be this good in years.
Mm,
so everyone seems to have something to do. This doesn't happen. This has never happened. It hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm interested.
Okay, well, as we are coming close to the 2024, I'm not sure when I'll have you guys back soon, but we'll definitely have you back soon. But next time I get you back might be in the actual year 2024. So I just wanted to ask you guys some questions about the year 2023.
Oh, yes.
And how have you found this year? I'll just throw out some, maybe some like
got some notes for this one.
Oh, you got some notes? Do you want to go for your notes first before I ask you some questions?
See, man's prepared. I'm not even prepared with no notes.
So ask questions?
Ask your questions and then maybe my notes might attach to it. But yeah, go on.
I had the two companies, WWE and AEW, the rivalry.
Oh, good.
Who had the better year?
It's balanced.
Yeah. Balanced. See, I was just about to say that because I'll say you can't decide them because they're both done.
It's balanced, but let's WWE. they towards the end of this year, they literally just kicked them.
No, the end of the year, they came steamrolling.
Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, they came steamrolling just like how Liverpool's on top of the league right now. They come steamrolling.
It's a wrestling podcast. I know.
I'm taking a piss. Okay. No. But they came steamrolling to the top. But in summer, AEW dominated, especially when they came to the UK and they sold out Wembley.
They did well in the summer.
They did have.
But then WWE had money in the bank.
I feel like.
But yeah, I agree.
They did well in the summer, but AEW hasn't dominated since the pandemic.
No.
WWE have been killing it.
Remember, AEW's still growing.
Absolutely.
Remember, they're still growing.
I know.
They're still growing. They're doing really well.
But I don't think you can ever say they've done better than WWE at this present
in
time.
In some storylines.
Storyline-wise, yes.
They've done okay.
But they've also helped WWE become better storyline-wise.
Yeah, WWE, I feel like nobody thought in a million years that if you would pick a name to leave AEW when he did leave, it would have been Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's true.
And I feel since then, the change in what has been possible for WWE to create has made the playing field amazing.
AEW's got Edge and
they lost Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
They lost Jade Cargill.
In a time when she was 50-2.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
They built her.
Yeah.
So my
Cameron WWE dashed her from developmental and she
Cameron
went there.
Dashed her. They Jibre said that he's noticed a few things about Jade that is not the finished article as of yet, and he's surprised that AEW wasn't able to teach her that. So they're just taking time with her, making sure that she is the finished article
before they release it. That's the best thing to do.
Bro,
that's not
because you're building anticipation, people are excited to see her, and when she comes out, I think she's gonna win Royal Rumble. Yeah. I think she might win Royal Rumble. I wouldn't be surprised.
Where is she ranked in Royal Rumble? What number?
They decided yet.
We don't know no numbers.
No.
Turok Storm.
The only people we know is the males, and that's there's two people. That's Cody and Punk.
Which is kind of a given.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're the only two to really say anything about the Rumble on mic.
So it's still early days.
But it's very early days.
Well, to me, leave AEW alone because they're still babies. They've been running for like 5-6 years.
Yeah, but a lot of people who worked there.
5-6 years.
Yeah, 2017, isn't it?
No.
2017,
18. 19.
Technically 18.
5 years.
But technically 18.
18 was all out. But 19 was when they launched.
When they actually launched, yeah, I know. Yeah. I remember watching that. Look.
All right, cool. Okay. All around, no matter what company, best male wrestler.
This year?
Yeah.
Ouch. Best male. I'm loving MJF, bro.
Yeah.
I think I agree.
MJF. That's MJF. My guy. That's yeah. See that brother? And he keeps it real as well. Like, you know, he's like one of the first Jewish wrestlers to come out and say, yo, I'm Jewish and what? I'm doing my thing, bro. Mm-hmm. And his mic skills. When I first saw him, I was not a fan of his. I swear. I was never a fan of his. You know what I mean? But he grew on me.
Mm.
He grew on me.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And now that he's a champion, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo.
And his storylines with...
Yeah.
I agree.
I think MJF.
Yeah, MJF.
You agree? I think it's a toss-up between MJF and Roman Reigns.
Okay. Yeah. Roman Reigns is definitely in the top five, so that's not a...
So if it's top five, who would be? MJF, Roman Reigns. Will MJF be number one or number two?
That's the toss-up. I'm not too sure.
MJF be number one or two to Reigns?
I would say number one.
So, okay.
Reigns.
MJF, Roman Reigns. Who be the other three?
I love Swerve. I think Swerve's had a brilliant year.
Yes.
I think he's had a brilliant year, but he's not in my top five.
Fair enough. And that's fair.
I would take out Swerve and put in Gunther.
Yeah. Gunther has to be in there. Definitely.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, 100%. Every single match, Daniel Bryan is slapped.
Gavin's got a mashup eye right now, but yeah.
Okay, are we missing one person?
Yeah, we need one more person. But he said take out Swerve.
Seth has to be in there.
You could throw in Seth.
Seth has to be in there.
What, top five? That's top five?
That's top five for me.
But not. And we can have a bonus one and throw in Swerve, because I like Swerve, man.
Swerve's definitely top 10.
If you do that, Swerve. I think
good intro into what could possibly happen in 2024 is where Swerve goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, especially his recent match, though. That match was fucking nuts.
The year didn't necessarily start fantastic for Swerve.
No, but it's ending great though. The match he had a couple weeks ago
was so brilliant.
People are still talking about it today. Mm. He's probably still taking out the pins out of his skin right now.
Mm.
That's how great.
Women wrestler of the year.
Rhea Ripley, I think it's Rhea number one.
I don't think you can argue without that. Yeah, I think it's Rhea. Match of the year. For men and women. So one for the men, one for the women.
For both companies, AEW and WWE.
Any company, yeah.
Match of the year for me, what I thought was banging, I have to bring Swerve Strickland back in with my man and Hangman Adam Page. That match.
That was a good match.
The last one they just had. The last one. Three out of three falls.
Yeah.
That was a good match.
What's wrong?
Okay, the producer saying something. The producer's comment to cuss us.
Who we miss out?
Listen. We haven't got to me talking.
Wait, stop. Will Ospreay is your top five. And I'm gonna say
Ospreay this year.
And I say
top five wrestler this year.
Yeah, he is.
What number?
He has to be at least one or two.
Over
Reigns.
Yeah, he's right.
Bro,
he's right.
What storyline did Will Ospreay give you this year?
No, it's about matches.
The wrestlers and the caliber of matches.
What is a wrestler's job?
Do you know what my...
Wait. Top five, yeah? Yeah, sure.
Who would you add to top five?
Don't come here and just think because you're a technical wrestler.
Wait. Will Ospreay, on the whole, and what he's done...
He's fantastic. He's fantastic, bruv.
Anything to your imagination.
He's fantastic.
But he's not in the top five wrestlers of this year.
I think he is.
He might be in top five matches. We're going off right but now. Top five wrestlers? No way.
Top five matches? Top five wrestlers? No way. I'm with Jermaine.
I messed up. That's my bad. But can I just say,
he's a fantastic wrestler.
Do you know what my vote for? Do you know what my vote?
Outside of the matches, what do you know about Will Ospreay?
What? Man from Essex.
Yes, bruv.
You're talking to me about wrestling.
Yes, bruv. Yes, bruv.
You know, Jermaine.
Yes,
you know what
bro.
I said? What my vote was going to be for match of the year?
Yeah, go on.
Will Ospreay versus Shingo at Rev Pro.
Ooh.
Bro, that match, it was insane.
It was a good match.
Yes, bro.
Who's the other English technical wrestler? What's his name?
Zack Xavier
Jr.
That's Batman.
Him and Daniel Bryan.
At Wrestle Dream?
Yeah, but that, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my matches of the year.
Wrestle Dream, Daniel Bryan, Zack Xavier Jr. is one of my favorite matches 100%. This year. 100%.
Yeah. So, what are you talking
about? But you didn't let me, he was doing his thing. You get me?
All right. And what was the tag match of the year for me was.
Do you want to swap chairs?
No.
Do you want to swap chairs?
I don't want to be involved. I told you, I'm not his friend.
Don't want to be involved.
All right, just message some notes. Just message him some stuff.
I told him to look at his WhatsApp.
Look at your WhatsApp, boy.
Did you what you WhatsApp? Told you.
Guys, that was our producer.
He can't trick me.
He came upstairs.
He's not top five.
He came upstairs and he cursed us off. Yeah.
He's not top five.
Now. Skillet is looking at his.
Yeah, he's got to be out. The Revival versus Jay White and my man, what's his name? That used to be in. Is it part of Bullet Club Gold?
Who
used to be
in
NXT. What's his name again, man? Why am I forgetting his name? That's one of the matches of the year as well.
Juice Robinson.
Yeah. And Jay White versus. The Revival.
Oh, yeah. FTR. That was a good match. No, that was a fantastic match. That was a good match. That was a good tag match, definitely. Yeah.
And what did you have for the women's match? The best?
Oh, before we get on, one of my favourite rivalries this year, Kenny and Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
That happened this year as well. That was
and they had great matches. And their matches could be ranked as one of the best matches as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
But what did you have for the women's?
Anything Rhea Ripley was involved in.
Okay.
Because I felt like she just kept it important.
Rhea Ripley, Charlotte, WrestleMania? That was up there.
It was a good match.
That was a very good match.
It was a very good match. I don't know, it felt like it dragged towards the end of it.
Right.
It was a good match, though.
What about Sasha and Mercedes Moné and Kairi Sane? They had a great match this year.
Yeah, they had a good match.
But okay.
They were the girl that won the New Japan title.
The mixed race girl.
What's her name?
I can't remember her name as well, bro.
That's gonna annoy me.
That's annoying me.
I think we need Jermaine, you know, because he might know.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Did you say feud of the year? Worst pay per view of the year, and then best pay per view of the year. Survivor Series, right? Best pay-per-view of the year. That's pay-per-view. It's hard, bro. Or that or Mania. Mania 1. Night 1.
I'll go with Survivor Series.
I think Survivor Series. I mean, that whole Punk moment.
Only because of that, they didn't finish the story.
Oh, the best moment you're talking about, yeah?
I said best pay-per-view.
Best pay-per-view.
Best moment's the Punk moment.
Yeah, that's the best moment is the Punk moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Him coming back. That was crazy, bro.
I don't think best moment this year though. You think all of this year that's the best moment?
I think so.
We ain't even seen this man wrestle yet. Let's just let him land first.
At AEW, we have. He had a great match against Samoa Joe.
Exactly. You better let him land in
WWE. I think the great moment. When he fight Luke Perry. Jack Perry. That's great.
Luke Perry, that's a dance.
I think
when he fight Jack Perry.
R.I.P.
Best moment this year. You know what? I got my notes. Let me see if I got. Best moments.
Yeah,
let's go for
your notes.
I've got pretty much Daniel Bryan matches in AEW.
Yeah, crazy.
Rhea's run.
Yep.
Alpha Academy and Chad Gable having amazing matches.
Absolutely.
R-Truth's back.
Yeah.
Gone for making the IC title the most
prestige again. Making it great again.
Potentially the most important title on Raw.
Yeah.
I've got Kenny versus Will drama. I've got CM Punk. LA Knight Rise, and WWE taking the time to make heels and faces mean something again.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you know what? That makes sense. That does make sense.
It's changed everything. In the dynamic.
Especially what they've done with LA Knight, and you know, I even said it on my pod as well that. You know, I've been watching him from way back when, from Eli Drake days. You know what I mean? And for him to
really.
To,
Yeah. From TNA. From
didn't
TNA
like that shit.
I didn't like that.
That was not good. From when he was on NWA to TNA, straight up.
Wasting your minutes.
I don't know. I liked him. I liked him because he was the same.
Yeah.
Wasting your minutes.
Well, I liked him, man.
I know.
He wasn't.
He could cut a promo.
No, but the cutting promo part, he was good, but he has won some titles in the past for the other companies.
Don't you think he sounds like Stone Cold in the Rock?
Huh?
Don't you think he sounds like Stone Cold?
What he is. He's a carbon copy of the old school, isn't it? That's what he is. And plus, remember, he's sort of.
I don't know if he's a carbon copy. I think he's got his own original style. Feel like because of how direct he is with his approach in his promos, it comes across very nostalgic. But I don't think he does anything like any of them two.
He's got a good chat.
I think he
admits it himself.
He does a little piece.
Him and MJF, to me, when it comes to the best chats on wrestling, is them two. That's just my opinion.
Punk, bro.
But
are you mad?
Are you mad?
Eddie Kingston.
Yeah.
That was a producer saying Eddie Kingston.
I think he's overrated, Eddie, personally.
I think
you don't like Eddie Kingston. Nah.
No, I'm not.
Producer Jermaine said he's gonna beat you up. Skillet. Eddie Kingston.
Look
at me in the eyes. I'm fucking you up.
I like Eddie Kingston.
I feel sorry for him.
It's like no one really has been giving him an opportunity until now. That's why he's grafting everything.
It's the guy you feel sorry for, but you're happy to see. It's like Rocky. He's like Rocky.
He's not giving you a date. I thought he was going to lose the title.
He's a people's champion.
Yeah.
But I'm just not part of them people.
No, but didn't you think he was going to lose the title the other day? Because I thought he was going to lose the title, but what's it called? Collision.
Listen, you've got the...
He fought on Collision. I can't remember. Who did he fight on Collision and he lost? Flipping, I forgot now.
You've got the
He won. He won in Collision. It was a good battle.
You've got the Continental Classic right now in AEW, yeah, and it's for these two titles, right?
Mm-hmm. But AEW's got two of the Ross Clark belts, man.
Eddie Kingston win this competition at the end of it, I will stop watching AEW.
Yeah.
Because there was
I'm not sold on this to occur. I never liked him
when
Ring of Honor.
When he put the titles down,
I didn't like him in Ring of Honor days. I thought he was all right.
Yeah,
I don't think he was great.
Okay, guys, let me ask you a question, right? And even Big Boss Jermaine can hear this as well. Do you think AEW and Ring of Honor should just be separate and stop sharing belts and having too many belts? Because they got about 1,000 belts.
Tony needs to figure out a way to
Because
Ring of Honor a separate show. But the only problem with that is you probably won't get any TV networks to buy into that. So he's doing like Ring of Honor internet shows.
Yeah.
He does Ring of Honor like a separate show on the internet, but he probably can't sell it. He probably had that idea already to make it a TV show.
But what about belt situation? Because they got this free title. I can't stand
it's
it.
Crazy,
like
it's crazy.
It's like they got so much belts over there. I'm like, I'm getting bored now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I love it, but I'm getting. It's like, okay, oh, new belt. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're gonna wrap up in a minute, but I want to ask you guys things that you want to see in the new year. I will go to you first, Magic J, and then we'll go to Rival. What are the things you would like to see happen at 2024?
More rivalries, man. I want to see more bad guys come out of nowhere and start whooping some ass in especially WWE, because I'm loving how it's going now with the factions over there. Everyone's clicking up, you know what I mean? Judgment Day, you got Bobby Lashley and Street Profits, you got Damage Control. Gavin, I know someone's going to get kicked out of Damage Control very soon.
Maybe.
Yep. Uh-huh. Right. But at the same time, you know, even AEW, I just want them, to me, AEW, I just want them to grow and grow and grow and grow. But there's one thing that you lot never even tapped on to, NXT. Because NXT, they done a show over the weekend. And when I watched it back, I was like, wow, sold out arena, it's Survivor Series.
Yeah, it's coming back.
So you have to give it to Triple H, you have to give especially Shawn Michaels, you know what I mean? You know, but we're going to see an uprise in NXT and AEW, we're going to definitely see a new change in AEW. I hope, you know, there's better champions over there. And WWF, when it comes to Raw, SmackDown, just got involved.
Sounds like Tony Khan at a press conference.
It does.
Tony Khan signed me, yeah. I'm bringing the man them though.
What's your thoughts? What do you like to see in 2024 rival?
Before I tell you what I want to see in 2024, we started with love. I will add TNA getting their name back.
Yeah, big up to you.
Yes, round of applause.
That was great.
That's coming in next. That's coming in January.
Now to the things I hate.
Yeah, go ahead.
QTV. What the fuck,
is that?
QTV. WTF. Paul White. Big Show. Captain Insano. Throw it all away.
What was Big Show doing?
Throw it all away.
Why did Big Show come back with his crooked knee?
You know what? When they did it, I sat at the TV and I said, as much as AEW is a growing company, they must be on some form of substance to make me think Paul White could ever team with a legendary man like Kenny Omega in 2023.
Brother, did you see how he was standing up? He looked like Leaning Tower of Pisa, bro.
Raw after Mania. Painful.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Absolutely painful. The best thing we got out of that was Brock Lesnar beating the crap out of Cody Rhodes.
Yes. That was brilliant.
I love that.
The women's tag titles.
Yes.
Yeah, mess. Still a mess.
Why?
Yeah, still a mess.
WWE drafts. All of them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Incinerate. We don't need it.
Yeah.
It is absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
People will go on different.
Wherever they go.
And sometimes it makes NXT even more exciting.
To add something, what's going to happen this week as well, because we're going to put the video up very soon, Carmelo Hayes is coming on SmackDown.
Yes. They did announce that he's coming on SmackDown. That should be fun.
That's a one-off thing, though. He's not part of the roster.
But you never know what could happen.
I think this is their new way of saying tryout match.
Whoop that trick. Is it going to be following?
I don't think that's going to have any part in it, though.
No, Triple H is staying in NXT.
Yeah.
Melo's gonna come. Yeah, so go on.
Lastly, Shane McMahon returning and breaking himself.
That was hilarious.
Was
one of the best things I've seen in my life.
That was wild.
That was hilarious.
So yeah,
man, come for 2 seconds.
Man done a big leap
and ended up on a stretcher.
Yeah, that was crazy. Snoop Dogg had to improvise.
Yeah,
crazy.
No. What was Snoop Dogg doing?
He had to improvise. He saved the segment.
The smoke's elbow.
He saved the segment.
Man was running like he was crooked, blood.
I love Uncle Snoop Dogg,
yeah, but that elbow drop or that whatever he was doing,
fantastic.
That was fantastic.
Only Snoop could get away with it.
He saved the segment. J. Cargill debut is what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see Punk, Seth, Main Event Mania.
Yeah. For the title,
I want to see a trilogy. Feud with them.
I want to see Reigns and Cody part 2.
Mm-hmm. What about the IC title?
Reigns wins again.
The IC title.
Where's the IC title going?
Is that Barry and Cody?
I want to see Drew.
I think I want Gunther to still have it for another year though.
Yeah, no, I want him to have it for a bit after he breaks the record.
Yeah, and then he can.
But remember Drew. the money in the bag, briefcase. Remember, he could cash that in any time. Gavin, he failed to cash it in before at Survivor Series. So you never know what could fucking happen.
And one last thing I want to see. I mean, big up AEW. I haven't really spoke much about AEW, but
you don't like AEW. Really.
I do. I'm an AEW fan. I just.
You're a WWF fan, bro.
I think WWE's a better product. But I think AEW's got better wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan of AEW.
I would say the majority of matches that I've actually enjoyed this year. Probably came from AEW.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
They got better wrestling, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a fact.
Yeah, they had a lot of good matches. And one of my favourite highlights was Ricky Starks beating Dragon Steamboat with the belt.
That's fantastic.
I like Ricky Starks, man.
That's fantastic. Bro. And Christian. We forgot about Christian.
No, do you know what?
One of the rest of the year.
Rise.
Yeah, he is. Because he done a phenomenal job.
Yeah, he would have to be my number 5.
Yeah, Christian's in the top 5.
He could go in the 5.
Yeah. And last thing I want to see in 2024, The Rock's daughter being inducted into the Bloodline.
Does the Bloodline story carry on for 2024?
At least Rey's doing some sort of abusive stuff to Rock's daughter, and then The Rock
comes through.
Back.
That's what
I want to see. Yeah.
Her name's Reigns in NXT, innit?
Yeah. So. Yeah, it'd be
guys,
interesting. It'd
thank
be
you
interesting.
So much for joining me tonight.
Come on, man.
It's been
thank
great having you both.
Come on.
More episodes coming soon on The Kick Out. And shout out to Will Ospreay.
Oh!
Yeet!
Yeet!